The decision of Buxley is final. Buxley here to answer your World of Warcraft questions in this edition of Ask Buxley. This question is about cheese. Ralph asks, "Dear Buxley, how much cheese does Glaurgold need?" For those of you not familiar with this daily cooking quest, this is how it goes. A cook in Dalaran tells you to go around collecting half-drunk glasses of wine, and then go into a cheese shop and take some old cheese off a shelf and deliver it to Glaurgold in the leatherworking shop. Now, I want you to think about this. It seems a little weird for a cooking quest, doesn't it? I mean, one, there's no cooking involved. Two, you don't pay for the wine. And three, you even take the cheese out of the cheese shop without even paying for it. And Glaurgold isn't supposed to realize you're giving him drinks from all these different wine glasses? And that's an awful lot of cheese for one guy. With all the cheese this guy gets, he could open his own cheese shop. Yeah, that does seem pretty weird, doesn't it? Well, it should. This isn't really a cooking quest. What you've stumbled across is a smuggling syndicate. Operatives take wine glasses, drink part of the wine, and leave the glasses around town. Instructions are stuffed into the cheese, and mages teleport the cheese into the cheese shop, where it materializes out of nowhere. Now, the cook tells people to gather all these materials and give them to Glaurgold. He dumps out the wine, reads the messages stuffed in the cheese. Heck, Glaurgold doesn't even like cheese. He's lactose intolerant, and that means he doesn't like Taurens. So, now the question becomes, what are the messages, and what is Glaurgold smuggling? He's smuggling wine glasses, and the messages are orders from customers. Now, if I were you, I would just keep doing the quest and act like you had no idea this is going on. You really don't want to get the smuggling syndicate after you. Thanks for your question! If you'd like to follow what Buxley is doing every day, follow Ask Buxley on Twitter. If you'd like to listen to the archives, go to AskBuxley.com.
Glad Buxley could help!